Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, present Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of the Shawnee Raid. Have you had Kellogg's Rice Krispies with strawberries or blueberries or with sliced peaches or bananas? They sure taste good that way. Matter of fact, they taste swell anyway. They're fun to eat. Next time you pour the milk or cream on Rice Krispies, listen to them go snap, crackle, pop. That's the way they tell you how fresh and crisp they are. Have some Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast tomorrow morning and see how good they are. A good 30 years after the Oregon Trail was established, that U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles camped on the banks of the North Platte River, not knowing that they were in for smashing adventure in the mystery of the Shawnee Raids.
Watch that frying pan, Jingles. It's hot.
No, it's not.
You don't listen very good, do you, partner?
Someday I'm going to invent me a frying pan with a cold handle.
Hold it, Jingles.
Huh? What you looking at, Bill?
Over in the willows. I saw something move when you hollered.
Well, then draw them six guns, partner, and let's go after them.
Take it easy now, Jingles. You go to the right, and I'll take the left side.
Right. Be ready to shoot.
Easy now. It's right about here.
Bill, it's a dog.
Hey, Jingles, look. He's got a cactus thorn in his foot.
Well, now, no wonder he ain't happy. Here, puppy. Now, let me get this thing out for you. You just hold still now. Now, this is going to hurt me worse than it hurts you.
That's what you think. Pull it up quick.
Yeah. There, now, ain't that better? Sure it is. Hey, now. You quit licking my face.
He sure is thankful, partner.
Hey, Bill, let's take him along. Nobody claims him. He's mine. But he ought to have a name.
Why don't you call him Cactus?
Hey, that's a good name. It was a cactus thorn that made us find him. How about it, Cactus?
Hey, Jingles.
Yeah. Bill, that sounds like Indians.
Yeah, but there's been no Indian trouble around here that I know of.
Well, there is now, or my ears are lying.
Come on, Jingles. Grab Joker and let's find out what this is all about. Steady, Buckshot. All right, boy, let's go. Hi, hi, Buckshot.
Well, nothing like chasing Indians to settle your breakfast. Jump, Joker. Ho, ho, ho! It's Indians, all right. They're just going over the hill.
Hold your fire, Jingles. We can't hit them from here.
Yeah, they're heading into that canyon.
Hey, look. They're driving a freight wagon with them.
Hey, look. Look there. Is that a man lying in the road?
Yeah, sure looks like it, all right. Come on, let's find out. Ooh, Buckshot.
Oh, hold up, Joker. Yeah, Bill, it is a man, but, well, I don't think he's going to tell us anything.
You're right about that, Jingles. Hey, you recognize him?
Yeah, Bill, I do. That's Singin' Pete, one of the best freight wagon drivers on the Oregon Trail. Now that's a downright shame.
Now what?
Bill, it's Cactus. He's followed us.
I'm more interested in what he's barking at in those bushes.
Well, unsaddle those six irons of yours and let's go see.
All right, keep your eyes open, Jingles. Maybe one of those raiders got left behind.
Yeah, I hope it is one of them. I'd like to pay a debt for old Singin' Pete.
Easy now.
What you got, Cactus? Come on now, Cactus boy, huh? What
is it? All right, come on, reaching high. Come on, I said.
Okay, I'm coming out. Just call that mud off, that's all.
Hey, Jingles, you know who that is?
Well, I'll be a pink-toed porcupine, Bill. That's Kate Williams, the owner of the Oregon Trail Freight Line.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Yeah. Are you glad to see us?
Glad, why, you two saddle sores. I couldn't be gladder if I just discovered pure gold ruffles on my 17 petticoat.
What happened, Kate?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Oh, Injuns, that's what it was. A small raiding party rode down on me and Singing Pete shot Pete, stole my wagon, and left me afoot.
That's strange. Injuns don't generally steal wagons.
I know that, but something's funnier than that, Bill.
What's that, Kate?
The cargo they stole with that wagon was wagon parts, axles, tongues, wheels, and stuff. And it ain't the first time.
Jingles, you know, this just doesn't add up.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Bill. It don't make sense that Indians steal stuff like that. But it sure adds up to trouble, or I'm a ring-tailed, wall-eyed hyena.
Here we are back, Charlie and your partner, Slim. Anything you're itching to say, Slim?
Well, I'm sure enjoying the program and that ride today, and I...
Yeah, I know what you ought to do, though. You ought to sing for us. You know the one I like.
What I like is good rice, crispy, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. Good Rice Krispies is right. Kids, if you want something that's fun for breakfast, have that talking cereal. Looks just like golden nuggets in the bowl. And when you pour the milk or cream on them, they go snap, crackle, pop to tell you how crisp and fresh they are. Try them sometime with some fruit on top or some berries. But one way or another, have them real often. Ask your mom if she won't round up a package or two from the store so you'll be sure to have plenty on hand at all times. Because you're just sure to eat lots and lots of...
Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. And that's to remind you to have fun for breakfast tomorrow. Have Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. When Kate Williams, owner of the Oregon Trail Freight Line, tells Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles that Indians stole her wagon load of wagon parts, Bill thinks it's mighty strange, and Jingles begins looking for plenty of action.
Bill, ain't we taking an awful chance riding up this canyon to look for Kate's wagon?
Maybe, Jingles, but I figure those raiders might have taken the stuff and gone by now.
You're right, Bill. There's the wagon.
But you're wrong about them leaving, Bill. They're shooting at us from up in those rocks.
They can pick us off, easy, Bill. Let's run for it.
Oh, we're in for it now. Come on. Get down behind that wagon.
Come on, Cactus. You don't want to get hit.
Jingles, take your rifle and see if you can smoke them out. You can't leave Kate here and go chase him.
Oh, this is no good, Bill. We can't last in here. All right, Cactus, I'll try some more.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Hold your fire. They've stopped shooting.
Yeah, and from that dust up yonder, I'd say they're hightailing it. From the way this mutt's barking, you'd think he scared him off himself. That's a good boy, Cactus.
Well, let's have a look at that wagon.
I left my mules, but that's all. They took the cargo down to the last single tree. That wipes me out. I'm ruined.
Oh, now, Kate, you can get another cargo at Independence.
After being robbed clean twice, not a shipper in Missouri would trust me with another load.
Well, maybe we can get a line on the stolen goods by asking questions in Shawnee.
Sure. Climb up on that wagon, Kate, and drive them mules into town. Yeah, Cactus can ride with you. Go on, boy. Up in the wagon. That's it.
All right. Get up, mule. Hee-ya!
Pull up to that hitch rack in front of that cafe.
Man, that's what I call a good place to stop. Whoa, Joker.
Ooh, Buckshot, stand there.
Oh, am I glad to see a town.
Hey, Bill, what's going on up the street?
Looks like somebody's mad at that Jasper on horseback.
Yeah, it sure does. Let's mosey over and see what's up.
You heard me, mister. You either pay for the repairs on your wagons or I take the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, but your charge is five times what it's worth. It's highway robbery. We can't pay it.
What's that, mister?
You heard me, Ace Patty. I said it's highway robbery. You're a thief, that's what you are.
No man calls me a thief and lives, you little welcher. You asked for it.
Hey, Bill, that big ape pistol whipping that little fella.
Not for long, he isn't. Hey, you, let that man go.
You keep out of this, hombre.
I said cut it out or I'll drag you off that horse and make you eat that six gun.
Try it.
I will. Down you come.
Let me go. All right, you asked for it.
Now, let me have that gun.
Give it to him, Bill.
Knock him in the nose, Bill, my big bully.
Now, Cactus, keep out of here.
Dog bit me.
Serves you right. Jingles, call your dog. I'm putting this mud away myself. Come here. All right, mister. Now get up. Next time, try finding somebody your own size. Give him his gun back, Jingles.
Okay, here you are, Mr. Batty. Here's your six irons, butt first. Compliments of Mr. Wild Bill Hickok, the man who just flattened you.
Thanks, fat boy. But if he butts into my business again, you can just bet he ain't gonna flatten nobody else.
Well, Jingles, this sure beats cooking over a campfire, doesn't it?
I don't know about that, Bill. Now I think my salt pork and corn pone a la pine cone taste pretty good. I do have to say so myself.
Well, now, Jingles, when you're ready to settle down, I've been looking for a husband that can cook.
Oh, no, you don't, Kate. You don't snare me with none of those witching wiles of yours. I ain't the husband type.
Say, Kate, did you get a good look at those Indian raiders?
Oh, no, Bill. Things happened so fast I didn't see nothing but gun smoke and feathers.
Well, tell me something else. Did you mark the cargo you had so you'd know it?
Sure did. Burned a small K in all the wood parts. I'd know my brand if I saw it.
Good. You know, there's something fishy about all this. Wagon parts get stolen. The first thing we run into when we hit town is a Jasper that repairs wagon.
Yeah, Ace Batty. And the varmint charges five prices for the work.
You thinking Batty had something to do with those Indians raiding me, Bill?
If they were Indians.
What do you mean, Bill? Kate said there was Indians, didn't she?
She said she didn't see them too good. Come on, Jingles. We're going to ride back to the spot where they jumped her and take a look around.
Oh, now, Bill, I ain't had my fourth helping yet.
Jingles?
Oh, all right. Gee, Willikers, a fella could starve to death following you around. See you later, Kate.
There you are, Jingles. Just what I was thinking.
What, Bill?
Those horses' tracks. See anything strange about them for Indian pony prints?
Huh? Now, let's see. Hey, Bill, them horses was shod. Indian ponies don't have shoes.
That's right.
Hey, look, they left the saddle blanket when we scared them away this morning.
You're right about that, Jingles. That's just what it is, a saddle blanket. Not the kind an Indian uses on his pony.
Well, what's that brown paint smeared on the blankets, Bill?
That's the brown paint that made some Jasper's white skin look brown like an Indian. Come on, let's get back to Shawnee.
Well, now, things begin to make four, don't they, Bill?
Make four?
Yeah, now, you take one and two, or is it two and three? Oh, well, anyway, you just stir them all up together and they add up to four. Well, Bill, we're coming into town. What are we going to do now?
Hitch your horses in front of the cafe and take a walk around back of Ace Batty's store and wagon shop.
In broad daylight? You want to get plugged for sure?
We'll have to take that chance. Ooh, watch out.
Whoa.
Come on, it's across the street.
Bill, couldn't we wait until dark to do this? Ace Batty ain't exactly friendly towards us as it is. If he catches us snooping back of his shop, he's liable
to... Quiet, Jingles. Better if nobody spots us for now.
Yeah. Oh, now, doggone it.
It's Cactus.
Quiet, Cactus. You want to get a shot? Shh. Bill, that other big dog under the loading platform.
Come back here, Cactus.
Cactus, don't fight with him. He's bigger than you are. Oh, I'll break it up, Bill.
Watch out, Jingles. You'll get the worst of it.
Here, stop that fight. Wow. Bill. He bit me.
There he goes, Jingles, with a seat of your pants.
Yeah, I don't know how I get mixed up in these things.
Yeah. You licked him, Cactus.
Getting kind of nosy, ain't you, Hickok?
Hey, Bill, who's that?
Never mind who I am.
Oh.
The boss don't like strangers snooping around the back of his store.
And maybe he's got a good reason.
What's going on out here? Well, Hickok, looks like you're off your territory again.
Easy, Cactus.
Maybe I am, Ace, and maybe I'm not, but I've seen all I need to see right now. Come on, Jingles.
And take that mangy mutt with you.
You little
or I'll kick something into you.
Mister, you tried to kick my dog. That means you just signed your death warrant.
Get an ace.
No, you don't. Stand glued there, mister. Go ahead, Jingles. He's got it coming.
No man's gonna take a kick at my dog.
I'm gonna push your nose out through the top of your head.
Oh, I don't think so, mister.
Nice work, Jingles. All right, you pick your boss up and patch him together. I reckon it'll take some doing.
Yeah, and when he comes to, tell him the next time he sees my dog, he'd better tip his hat and keep his distance.
Now let's see what I can patch your pants with, Jingles. I know I can tear a piece out of one of my petticoats.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Kate.
With 17 of them on, how am I going to miss a yard or two out of one? Let's see, which color do you like, Jingles? Well, yellow, pink, white, red, or purple?
Oh, don't none of those sound very good.
Well, you can't be choosy. I'll take the purple. That's better than having your red flannel filled through. Get in the closet, Jingles, and hand your britches out to Bill.
No, all right. Oh, hurry up, Kate. This closet ain't very big. I like the smother in here.
Won't take a minute, Jingles. Well, Bill, what'd you find out behind Ace Batty's shop?
Enough to make me more curious, Kate. It's a trap door in his back loading platform.
Yeah? What does that tell you?
Just that there must be a cellar under the trap door.
I see.
And if there's a cellar, it's a good place for hiding things. Things like stolen wagon parts marked with a K.
And how are you going to find out?
Hurry up, Kate. I can't stand in here all day.
Hold your horses, Jingles. You can't go anywhere without these britches, and I'll be through in a minute. Go on, Bill. What are you going to do now?
Well, after dark, Jingles and I are going to go back and pry up that trap door. If I find what I hope to find, it'll send Ace Batty and his boys to the pen for robbery and for killing Singing Pete.
Friends, this is Charlie Lyon again with Slim the Singing Cowboy. Slim, have you anything special to say?
Yes, sir. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
That's pretty special, all right.
Particularly with fruit or berries on top of those Rice Krispies. Say, does that make a person call for more? Mm-mm. There's a flavor to those Rice Krispies that I just can't rightly put into words, but I sure do enjoy putting them into me.
I know what you mean, Slim. And don't you think part of the reason why Kellogg's Rice Krispies taste so good is because they're so fresh-tasting and crisp?
Absolutely. Why, Rice Krispies even talk right up and tell you how crisp they are. They go snap, crackle, and pop when you pour the milk on them. Good Rice Krispies snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. Make tomorrow's breakfast easy and quick to fix, but delicious to eat by having Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Enjoy them tomorrow and every day. Keep a good supply on hand in the kitchen. Get several packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies the next time you go shopping. Now back to Wild Bill Hickok. On the suspicion that Ace Batty is hiding Kate's stolen goods in a cellar under his store, Bill and Jingles wait until after dark and go back to pry up the trap door in Ace's loading platform.
All right, Jingles. One more big one.
Hope nobody heard us.
Hey, by the way, did you leave Cactus with Kate?
Yeah.
This is no time for him to come barking around, stirring up the neighborhood.
Hey, I brought a candle and some matches. We'll see what we can find.
There. Now let's take a look around.
Bill, over there in the corner.
Yeah. Hey, wagon parts.
Now we look for Kate's brand on him, huh?
Yeah, partner. I just hope I... There it is. Hey, look, Jingles. A little cave burning in the wood, just like she said.
I guess that puts a noose around Ace Baby's neck, doesn't it, Bill? Bill, what's that?
Trap door. Somebody's nailing it shut.
Uh-oh, I knew it. We're trapped down here, Bill.
Maybe we can find another way out. Come on, let's look around.
Hey, boss. It's Hickok and that big dumb deputy of his.
Don't.
Now listen.
Are they in the cellar?
Yeah, and their nail down the trap yard.
Why, that ring-tailed lizard.
Wait, Jingles. Let's see what they're going to do.
All right, we got to get out of here. Get the money sacks and go get the horses. I'll do the rest and meet you out back.
Okay, Ace, but don't take too long.
Don't worry. All I want to do is deal Hickok his last hand. For him, the game's over.
Hurry it up, Jingles. We got to catch him. Look for a way out of this cellar.
Yeah, we got to get out. I don't like the sound of him saying he was dealing you the last hand. Find anything, Bill?
No, partner. Not a crack big enough for a cricket to get through.
Doggone those low-down buzzards.
Hey, Jingles.
Bill, that smoke's making me cough. Hey, they set the building on fire.
We gotta find a way out of here, Jingles.
I can't see and I can't breathe.
Get down to the floor. There's better there.
I still can't find a way out.
Jingles, what was that?
Bill, it's cactus. The cactus. Good dog. Over here. Now he'll be roasted with the rest of us down here.
No, Jingles. If he got in, there's some way to get out that we've missed.
He's heading off to the left.
Bring that single tree, Jingles, and follow him close.
Bill, there it is. I can smell fresh air. Here, hurry.
Come on, Ace. Let's clear out of here.
I'm coming. And in about 2 seconds, that floor's going to cave in, and it'll be the end of Wild Bill Hickok.
That's just where you're wrong, Ace.
Boss, look, Hickok. Look out, Bill.
That's all for you, Ace. Get the gun, Jingles, and we'll turn him over to the sheriff.
That'll be a pleasure, Bill.
Bill. Bill. You and Jingles all right?
We sure are, Kate. We've got enough evidence on this single tree here to make Batty pay up for your lost cargo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep, Kate, this is the end of the Shawnee Raids, I reckon.
What are you laughing at?
That purple patch you put in the seat of your britches, Jingles, it sure is pretty in the firelight.
Well, now I'd clean forgot about it. But you know, if I thought that patch brought me good luck tonight, I'd go around wearing it right there for the rest of my life.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's about all for today, folks. Have a pleasant weekend, and we'll be with you again on Monday with another Wild Bill Hickok story.
Yes, sir, read Bob. And it's a story that makes me shake in my boots just thinking about it. People disappearing and, well, you just listen Monday, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Monty Margetts, Rye Billsbury, Lou Krugman, and Bill James. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok tries to solve the riddle of the Unlucky Seven. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.